Then have the Birishayna on Wednesday night, normally Wednesday night. Didn't that Wednesday night, Thursday night? What about Friday night? Are you permitted to do Birishayna Friday night? If you did Birishayna Wednesday night and then you had a Birishnia, by us you can't have a Birishnia Thursday night because we assume that the girl is going to be a Nida Midirabbanim because of the Dam Besulim, if they marry a Besulim. So the Dam Besulim will make her into a Nida Midirabbanim. And a Torah, Dam Besulim is Damaka, it doesn't Asa. And the Mishnah in Perek Tinoikis that we learned yesterday, Rav Amid Aleph, the last six lines, that's before the Nedus Gzera Midirabbanim. And in the later period of the Tanaim, that they made this Chumrim Midirabbanim that we follow, that the Dam Besulim makes her into a Nida. So by us, you can't have Birishayna on Wednesday night, then have again Thursday night and Friday night. You can't do that. She's already a Nida Midirabbanim. But let's say they didn't have Birishayna on Wednesday night or Thursday night. Are you permitted to have on Leil Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Mefurish and Machlokes HaTanoim. We pass on Lalach et Zmuta. The Gemara repeats it. On Bava Med Aleph and on Zayin Med Aleph, we pass on Lalach et Zmuta. So the Gemara thinks, why is it Mutter? Because he's really Lahanoas Atzmah Miskavan. He's not really interested in being Moitzi the Dam. He's not really interested in, let's see again. There was a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether it's Mutter or Rasa. So there was a Tana who said that it's awesome. We paskin Mutter, but there was a Tana who has said that it's also to have Birishayna on Leil Shabbos. And Mosir Rabbi Ami on that. How can you tell me that there is a sheet in the days of the Tanoim, even though we don't accept it? How can you tell me that there is an opinion that it's also to have Birishayna on Leil Shabbos? There's a Mishnah in Adias. Mishnah in Adias, no machlekes. Everybody agrees. Amapis Mursa Bishabbos and Lasis LaPeh Chayav. Why? Because it made a Pesach Osi Lahachnis Lahoitzi. What's Lahoitzi Lecho? And what's lahachnis? Either lahachnis medication. If you're going to put the medication on the outside, it's not going to work. So he has to make a pair, lahachnis the medication. Or if he's not going to be lahachnis medication, lahachnis avir. He wants fresh air. He thinks that the fresh air is going to help heal the wound. So that's what Tosafot explains. A pesach hasa lahachnis lahotzi is a malocha. Some kind of a malocha or another. Rashi and Shabbos, not sure. Rashi over here writes that it's boina. Then he has to be mechadesh at his binyan begufa adam. So he quotes the pasuk of Yivan Hashem Elokim es Atzela by the creation of Chava. The Gemara quotes that. Rabbi Kivega says the Gemara on Shabbos d'Apsad Akei quotes that pasuk when you braid the hair. One Tana holds that braiding the hair is a malacha deraisa, that bona. How do you know that the Reb Leizer holds like that? How do you know that it's binyan begufa adam? Because it says by Yivan Hashem Elokim es Atzela. We don't paskin like Reb Leizer, so that's the shaila. We don't pass like our blazer because it's not binyan begufa adam. Oh no, we don't pass like our blazer that braiding the hair is not binyan. But there is binyan begufa adam. So those are the two pshatim and Rashi. One pshat in Rashi is that oisa pesach lahachnas alahotzi is a malacha misakin mana. Misakin mana, you can have begufa adam, you can't have binyan. The other pshat is no. We accept that even Hashem alakim is atzela. We accept that premise of our blazer. Just braiding the hair, that's not enough to be called bonim. But to make a pesach lahachnas alahotzi, that is a malacha. So one who makes a Pesach, lahachnas lot, is either malacha bon or malacha makabat patish. Rashi and Shabbos writes either this or that. So if he's lasis lapeh chayiv, if he's not interested, lasis lapeh, he's just squeezing out the pus, lahoitzi b'men alecha, so it's only a Pesach, lahoitzi de lecha. He's not really interested in lahachnas the medication or lahachnas the avir, he couldn't care less. So then it says potter. Usually potter would mean potter avaloser. So this is one of the three exceptions to the rule that Shmuel says in Shabbos Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the Taprashi. Whenever the Masechta writes in all the 24 prokim, that how come Shabbos has 24 prokim? So the Meforshim explained because in the days of Tanakh, a kala would traditionally get dressed up with 24 tachshitim. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he couldn't be Masechta Shabbos 30 prokim, like Masechta Nezikin, Bavakam Bavim Siv Abasa is one Masechta with 30 prokim. And Masech has kept him like that, 30 prokim. So he made Shabbos 24 because Shabbos is a kala, and the kala has the 24 tachshitim. Says the Talmud Chacham should also have 24 tachshitim. You should know all the 24 Sifrei HaTanach. Not just to name the names. You know what it says. You gotta know what it says. Some people don't even know the names. So that we should at least know the names, and we should know more than that. We should know what the contents are. So that's what the Mefarshim said. That's what Rabbi Yonasi chose to make 24 prokim. So in all 24 prokem on Mishnah Shabbos, whenever it says potter, means potter abalasa, it's awesome in the Rabbanan. There are three cases where it says potter or mutter. This is one of the three. Why is it potter or mutter? So the Gemara explains, because basically it's a malacha shen tzvicha legufa, which is only forbidden with the Rabbanan aleva, the Reb Shimon. The Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yudah, ain't tzvicha legufa is a malacha deraisa. So he made a, even if you're only squeezing out lahotzi delecho, he's not interested lahachnas avir, but he made a Pesach haroi lahachnas lahotzi. He's not using, he doesn't plan to use the toelis of the Pesach lahachnas. He's only using the toelis of the Pesach lahotzi. So that's called the malacha shein tzvicha legufa. He made a Pesach that theoretically could be used bein lahachnas bein lahotzi, but he's not going to use half of the tzorach. He's not going to use it lahachnas. So that's an ein tzvicha legufa. The contrary, you there'll be an isa deraisa. So the Mishnah can't end off. There's no room to be makel. That was the kasha on the Rambam. That was the Bahak's kasha. The Tosis asks in Shabbos Dav Gimel Amanam. That's what Tosis asks over here. Tema. How can it be? How can Shmuel himself hold like Rabbi Yudah that ain't Svicha Lugufa is an Isa Deraisa? So what does he say on this Mishnah that is Potter Amutter? So the Tosis in Shabbos gives the Teretz. Shmuel is interpreting the Mishnah. He personally can't paskel like the Mishnah. He said the Mishnah Shaloi Kalacha. Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon, and he personally passes like Rabbi Yudah. There ain't Svicha Lugufa is an Isa Deraisa. So there's no room to say Potter. There's no room to say Mutter. There's no room to say Potter. It doesn't make a difference. He's going to disagree with the Mishnah. He'll say, even if you only miskaven lahoitz mimen alecha, it'll be chayiv. But the Rambam is the problem. The Rambam says ain't Svicha Lugufa is Deraisa. And he quotes the Mishnah that over here, it's ain't Svicha Lugufa, it's Mutter min haTorah. And even with the Rabbanan, they didn't ask it because Mamakam Sarah Lagos Rabban. So that's the Kasha that they ask on the Ramam, the Bahag's Kasha, on the Gemara, on Shmuel, you have no teretz according to the Ram. So that's a topic for discussion that we've spoken on.
Isn't the Kasha also, or doesn't those answer not help work here? Because the Gemara answers the question from Epis Mursa, and this is on the Mahatim Ram and Shmuel about whether a Bihar Rishon is Mutter on Shabbos.
Right.
So the Gemara is asking a Kasha on Shmuel. So it's the same
Tosis
Kasha
doesn't really
work for us.
Mm-hmm. It's a good Tekasha. It's a good Tekasha. Yes. So again, so the Gemara is, I don't know. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbam, yes, Tekasha. How can it be a Machlekes HaTanoim? You tell me it's a Tanoihi. There is a Beferish of Machlekes HaTanoim. We pass on Loch as Mutter. Because Dobshen Miskaben is Mutter, Fartik. I don't know what Rabbi Yankee Vemden will say. Rabbi Yankee Vemden passed on Dobshen Miskaben is also on Shabbos Mutter and Yantif. Rabbi Vemden is the parsha b'fnei atzma. Okay, what's he going to do? But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yankee Vemden. Most of the time, we don't paskin like him. So halacha l'maisa dov shenim iskaben is mutter. It's not a psik reshi, it's not about dois. So it's dov shenim iskaben is mutter. So the Gemara says, but there was one tanu who held that it's osa. So the Gemara, how can there be a tanu who holds that it's osa? Doesn't everybody agree to this Mishnah? That's what you're saying. No. Tosis said, not everybody agrees to the Mishnah. Shmuel himself doesn't agree to the Mishnah. Shmuel holds that ain't Svicha Lagufa is deraisa. The Mishnah, he's interpreting the Mishnah, goes, I'll leave it Reb Shimon. He doesn't hold like that. So that's your kasha. I don't know. So the Gemara is presenting Akasha. How can there be any sheet in the world who holds that Osa Livol Biri Shaina B'Shabbos? Why shouldn't it be like this Mishnah that seems to be Muskam L'Choladeus? L'Hotz Mimen Alecha is Potter Amutter. That's the way the Gemara is, as if it's Muskam L'Choladeus that is Potter Amutter. So let it be the same over there. Let it be the same by Boil Bir Rishayna. He's not interested in the Dam. He's interested in La'Nasatz Mahum Miskabe. That's like L'Hotz Mimen Alecha. He's not interested in Pesel Chase L'Hachnas L'Hotzi. So just like Potter Amutter by the Mafis Mursa, let it be Potter Amutter by the boil beer rishon. So what is the Gemara? So the Gemara could have given a simple teretz. The malocha by mafis mursa is also pesach lahachnas lahotzi. So it's an ein tzvich legufa if he's only interested in lahotzi mimen alecha. He's not interested lahachnas lahotzi. Then it's ein tzvich legufa. So then there's room to be made. On Mashenik and over here by the boil beer rishona. Malach involved is chabura. So what if he's a dam hutzarch? I wasn't sure. When a boy marries a girl, is he interested in a dam hutzarch? Is he interested in a pesach hutzarch? Is he interested in la'noaz atzma? He doesn't care about the dam, doesn't care about the pesach. So you can say it's also because of the dam hutzarch. He's miskaven for the dam, or he's miskaven for the pesach. Somehow the Gemara thought, no. Somehow the Gemara in asking this kasha, Moshe Rabami, the Gemara thought that the kasha was, in both cases, he's not really interested in that. And so just like over here, it's at the Gomor, because it's only the worst that's going to be is the Rabbanon, Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, so B'makam Tzara L'Goz Rabbanon, so Hu Adinami, there should have been Matam B'makam Mitzvah. That's what the Tosis on the bottom explains. And Tosis points out, if you learn the previous daf on Hamid Beis, so the Gemara said, should I say L'dam Hu Tzarech and it's Osir? So what does it mean L'dam Hu Tzarech? So Tosis had a machleg is the Rabbein and Tam and the Ri. What does it mean L'dam Hu Tzarech? So Rabbein and Tam said L'dam Hu Tzarech, it's Shaloi Slach Lech Pam Acheres Kishayivol. He wants the dam to come out so that next time he won't have the dam all over the sheets and all over the clothing and so on. That means he wants to get rid of the dam, so it's really Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. So you're assuming that Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is Osir? You're not saying that B'makam Mitzvah is Mutar. B'makam Tzara V'yom Mekel, Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, B'makam Tzara L'Goz B'Rabbana, B'makam Mitzvah you're not Mekel. So you see from the Gemara already, the way the Rabbi Natam read the Gemara, that Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, you're only Mekel B'makam Tzara, you're not Mekel B'makam Mitzvah. A lot of things like that. That Choylo Shemis Hakar, Amir Lenachri is Mutter, and Amir Lenachri is not Mutter B'makam Mitzvah. You only allow B'makam Mitzvah, Shuz B'shuz B'makam Mitzvah. Amir Lenachri, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes the Shitas Balu Iter, that Amir Lenachri is Mutter in any B'makam Mitzvah. The Gemara says it's a Mutter to do Amir Lenachri to buy a field from a Nachri. Shemushad Eretz Yisrael, if a guy owns a farm or a house, in Eretz Yisrael, and the Jew buys it up from the guy, so that's in a certain sense, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that all of Eretz Yisrael should be in Jewish control, in Jewish hands. So because it's a makam mitzvah, so the Gemara says, you're permitted to ask the guy to write the Shtar Mechira on Shabbos. Amir Lenachri is mutab on a melacha deraisa, but makam mitzvah. So the Baal Ritter understood from the Gemara, Amir Lenachri is mutab in any makam mitzvah. And we don't accept that opinion. We pass against the Baluit. Amir Lenachri is not Mutter B'Makam Mitzvah. Only a Shvuz the Shvuz is Mutter B'Makam Mitzvah. Amir Lenachri is Mutter B'Chol Hashem B'Sakonim. But Makam Mitzvah not. So just because something is Mutter B'Makam Chol Hashem B'Sakonim doesn't necessarily follow that you make a also B'Makam Mitzvah. So here also Tosfos says, Amalach Hashem Tzvicha L'Gufa, why is L'Hoitz Mimen Aleicha Potter Mutter? Why is that? So the Gemara explains in Shabbos because it's the worst it is a melacha shein tzvicha legufa. It's only the Rabbanim a makam tzaira legoz Rabban. What is makam tzaira? So chol shein b'sakana. He has this pus pimple and it's not healthy for him. So we make a makam chol shein b'sakana. We make a ain't tzvicha legufa. Just because you make a ain't tzvicha legufa a makam chol does mean that you have a right to be make a makam mitzvah. Just like Amir Lenachri, you're not. There's I think a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Mepis has, there's a Gemara in the end of the last parak in Erevin, that if a person is sick and the doctors say if he'll sleep, he'll get better. There's a strong chance. He needs a lot of sleep. If he'll sleep, he'll get better. And he can't fall asleep. He has insomnia, he can't fall asleep. So the Gemara says, if you play a musical instrument, a very soothing tune, and that'll put him to sleep, so if you play music on Shabbos, on behalf of Echol Hashem B'Sakana to put him to sleep. Even though usually there's an Issa Mashmiya Kol, so B'Makam Echol Hashem B'Sakana we allow, just like we allow Amir Lenochri B'Makam Echol Hashem B'Sakana. So we allow, and we paskin, there are different opinions, we paskin to take medication. Echol Hashem B'Sakana is Mutter. The prohibition of medication is only if the fellows are buried with a Mechesh B'Yalma. But if it's a Echol Hashem B'Sakana, the Mishnah Berurah paskin is Alocha, that a different opinion, we paskin Alocha that is Mutter. Or til talmukze is mutter b'makam chol hashem b'sakana. Or to bathe b'chitze b'chamen. Let's say Amir Lenachri, the doctor said he has to take a hot bath. The person is not well. The doctor said if he'll take a hot bath, he'll get better. That'll improve his health. So you're allowed to ask a guy to turn on the water. That's a malacha bishul. So Amir Lenachri is mutter. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to have a guy turn on the hot water. But then the Rabbi Kiveger asked the kashba, how can he take the bath? B'chitze b'chamen is a gzera de rabbanim, gzera sabalonim. Rabbi Kiveger answers because the rechitza bechamin is only a gzera. So the makam chol hashem b'sakana we allow all gzeras. Amir le'akum we make alan till the muktzah is only a gzera. It's not even a malachim midrabbanan. All gzeras and playing music is a gzera. Shem yisakin klishir. So to play the music for the chol hashem b'sakana everything is mutter. So the Magen Avraham says that just like it's mutter, mashmiya kol is mutter, v'chodesh em sakone, so you're allowed to be mashmiya kol, let's say, to set your alarm clock on Friday night. You want to wake up in the morning for the minyan, so you're allowed to set the alarm clock, even though it's going to be mashmiya kol tomorrow morning, because mashmiya kol b'makom mitzvah is mutter. So the Prim Gadim says, what kind of an equation is that? Whatever is mutter b'makom chodesh em sakone is mutter b'makom mitzvah. It's not true. Amir le'akom is mutter b'makom chodesh em sakone, and it's not mutter b'makom mitzvah. There are a lot of things like that. Lochashen tzvicha l'gufo. It's mutter b'makom chodesh em sakone, and it's not mutter b'makom mitzvah. You can't make a tzushta.
Amir le'akom is like a gzera from the Nevi'im. That's what's called a gzera.
It's a gzera. Yeah, it's a gzera. The less you'll do it yourself. Yeah. The Pashtus is like that. That's what it means. Chodesh Em Sakana means the person has some kind of a condition that prevents them from functioning normally. So if the person has light aches and pains, so then that's a bari with a mechesh bialma. But if he has a more serious pain, then, or if he really has a serious condition, even if it doesn't prevent them from functioning normally, but it is a shtikala serious condition, has an infection that's getting worse and worse, so that's also Chodesh Em Sakana. We allow all the gzeris. We don't allow malachas min the rabbana. We only allow gzeris min the rabbana. The Prima Gadim argues with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that just like the Gemara says in the Esperik and Erevin, that to play music to put the chayla to sleep, a Jew is permitted to play music to put the chayla to sleep, because playing music is only a gzeris, it's not even a malachas min the rabbana. So since it's only a gzeirah, so you make a b'makom chodesh em sakana. So the Magen Avraham says, "Who adenami to set the alarm clock to wake up the to wake one up for minyan or for shir? Let's say Shabbos afternoon. If he's going to sleep through a mincha, he's going to sleep through a shir. So he wants to set up the system where there's going to be a mashmiya kol. So the Magen Avraham says, just like mashmiya kol is mutter b'makom chodesh, so it's mutter b'makom mitzvah." So the Prima Gadim says the Tzushtel is not correct. Amir al-Nachri is muta b'makam chol l'shem b'sakona. That's a b'ferish in Kuf Chavtes and Masech HaShabbos. And b'makam mitzvah, we don't allow it. We don't pass like the Baluita. That Amir al-Yakam is muta b'makam mitzvah.
Is this another example of being over in Zera b'shev al-Tasim Shabbat?
Which Zera is b'shev al-Tasim?
Mashmiya Kol. Oh, it's not even Zera, but
well, if I set it up, that's not Shev Al Tasa.
I did it before Shabbat.
That's a question whether it's also. Let's say I set an alarm clock before Shabbat to wake me up in the morning. That's a question.
Everything on Shabbat want
to do? Magen Avraham says you're allowed to set it up on Shabbat to wake you up for the minyan. Yeah. Is it muta before Shabbat? So the classical poskim say whatever you do before Shabbat is not a problem. Because the Mishnah says in the end of the first Berak on Shabbos, you're allowed to set up a system that a malach is going to take place on Shabbos. So that's questionable. Because one could argue the point and say that Mashmiya Kol is a gzera, it's not a malach. So gzera, sometimes you can violate B'shevi Altas. So let's say I'm going to have, the alarm clock is going to be ringing for me. I set it up that it should wake me up. So one could argue the point to say that even to set an alarm clock Mibod Yom, maybe is also asa. Maybe one can violate Mashmiya Kol B'Shevi Al Tasa. It's a taina against the traditional psak. Traditional psak is that it's mutter. It's set up an alarm clock before Shabbos. I'm not familiar. Rav Moshe says that what's asa Av Shemilsa? Because of Mashmiya Kol? Av Shemilsa in the Gemara means that it draws attention to the fact that a malacha is occurring. Even though he's setting it up on Erev Shabbos, that's a Chiddush. Okay. So he's saying a Chiddush that to set up the system that Mashmiya Kol will occur on Shabbos, is also going to set it up on Erev Shabbos. Okay?
It's only a very loud one.
Yeah. If you're the only one, that's not called Mashmiya Kol. Okay. Okay.
Could he be referring to Avshem Milsa when he says Mashmiya Kol?
No, he doesn't say Avshem Milsa. Avshem Milsa means a different thing in the Gemara. I have a mill. The river is going, so they used to make, they didn't have electric power. So the power that they had was the water would flow, and they could put a mill that would be circular. The water would cause it to move. And they would harness that energy and they would grind up the wheat. So a malach of tochen is taking place. If you set up the system on Erev Shabbos, and all the grain is there and it's grinding all the grain on Shabbos, that draws attention. It's making a racket. So all the people hear that a malach is occurring on Shabbos.
He says, "Hashmas kol di mesina schit in the subject of Shamayim."
Hashmas kol doesn't matter whether it's.
That's because of Mashmiya kol.
Meaning he's connecting the two.
But that's not the same. Avshem Milsa means it draws attention to the fact that a malacha is occurring. So Rashi writes, it's Ilud Shabbat. Here it's a different thing, Mashmiya Kol. Mashmiya Kol is a different Issa.
It wouldn't make a difference inside the room, outside the room. It's Mashmiya Kol.
No. Mashmiya Kol means only if it's a loud call. If it's not a loud call, it's not called Mashmiya Kol. So play a piano, play a violin, so they can hear it in the other rooms also. But just make a little noise that they can't hear outside. So he's assuming that that's not called Mashmiya Kol. Unless he doesn't mean Mashmiya Kol, unless it means Avshem Milsa. I don't know.
Regarding the other remit, doesn't the like, in a Brahma allow playing a musical instrument at a Shabbat process on Shabbos?
Lagan Avram says, no, you're permitted to ask a Nochri to play a musical instrument. The Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avram, they both say like that. If they always have music at a Sheva Brachas, so that's considered a Mokka Mitzvah. So Shvuz du Shvuz Mokka Mitzvah is Mutta. So if I myself will play the music, that's a Dinder Rabban. If I ask a Nochri to play the music, that's a Shvuz du Shvuz. So a Mokka Mitzvah, it would be Mutta. So that's why the Mechaber writes that, and the Magen Avram writes that. That's what in the beginning of the Reform movement, that's what they relied on. They had a non-Jew play the organ in the synagogue. They said to have a non-Jew play the organ is the shvuz de shvuz. And since it enhances the davening, how does it enhance the davening? Because it sounds more like the church. And the church, they had an organ playing. So they felt that that enhances the davening, that it should be dumi the church. So they felt that that's a mutav and makam. So it wasn't accepted. And we really don't accept it by Shever Brachas either. And it could be that we disagree with the whole premise. That's what you're alluding to. It could be that we hold that the kul of shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah doesn't apply. Shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah means if it's a double the rabbanon. Could be over here that by mashmiya kol to play music is exera. It's not a malacha even with the rabbanon. It's exera shami sak and klishis. It could be that if I ask a goy to play the piano, and he's playing for me or violin, he's playing for me. It could be that it's my direct violation. The fact that a goy doesn't lower it down to a level of a shvuz de shvuz. He's playing for me, so if I'm going to hear that it's off key, I may go and go fix the piano. I'll go and fix the violin. You can argue that Bizman Azeh, the musical instruments are so complicated, you need an expert. I need Tom, Dick, and Harry can't fix it. Okay? So Tosis raises that possibility. Maybe if it's a complicated musical instrument, maybe there's no Gzera Mashmiya Kol. Maybe the Gzera only applies on a hillbilly's guitar. But on a real fancy guitar, piano that you have to have a professional guy come in and tune it, so maybe there's no gzera. But on the assumption that the gzera is still there, so it could be the gzera applies even if the guy is playing for me. It doesn't lower it to the level of a shvuz de shvuz. It's a gzera. So gzeras could theoretically be violated the shayal tassin, depending on the nature of the gzera. So that's what a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabbanan can only be violated if you do a kumba asay. There's no violation of a malacha b'shevi al tassin. But gzeres can sometimes be violated b'shev al tassin. A person puts food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech, then it cooks into Shabbos, and the Mishnah says that that's shehiya, that sometimes you're not allowed to do that. Sometimes mutter without a blech, and sometimes it's asa. So it's asa. When are you over on the Yisr? When you put it on the fire 45 minutes before Shabbos enters. So that's not an Yisr. You're over on the Yisr when Shabbos enters and your food is on the fire, without the benefit of the Gruf Oktuma, without the benefit of the Blech. So you always violate the Yisra of Shiyah, B'Shevi Al Tasa. Shabbos enters and my food is on the fire warming up on my behalf, or getting cooked on my behalf, the Tevasi, without a blech. So that's the nature of the Issa Shia. You can violate Shia B'Shevi Al-Tasa. So it could well be that playing music is also, it's a gzeir, it's not a melachim, it's a gzeir Hashem Yisak and Kli Shia. So the gzeir could be violated even B'Shevi Al-Tasa. When the goy plays the music on my behalf, it could be that it's my direct violation. Could be that it's not called the shuz de shuz b'makam mitzvah. So that'll be the shayla. Let's say the alarm clock is going to go off on Shabbos morning. I set the alarm clock on Erev Shabbos to go off on Shabbos morning. So it could be that it's, if it's loud enough, it may be an isa mashmiya kol. Maybe if it's a soft alarm, maybe it's not mashmiya kol. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Rav Moshe, it sounds like he's talking about a different thing. It sounds like he's talking about the Abshe Milsa. Abshe Milsa, the Pashtus says that it's only us if it makes a noise and it draws attention to the fact that malocha is occurring. If the alarm clock goes off, what malocha is occurring? No malocha is occurring over there. The whole thing is only, what? It draws attention to the fact that someone is being mashmiya kol. That's the Isser. It's an Abshe Milsa mashmiya kol. Maybe that's what he means. I'm not sure what Rav Moshe means. Yeah. So that's a shayla. So Nachman, so what did the Gemara ask a kasha? Masiv Rabami, what does he ask? On the bottom, the last two lines on Vav on the base. He asked a kasha, how can there be a shita in the world that is also lova beer rishayna? But Leil Shabbos, isn't the Mishnah muskam l'chala days? The Mishnah says, loitz mimen alecha potter amutter, and everybody agrees potter amutter. So that's what he says. Tosis said, what do you mean everybody agrees? Shmuel, the way Tosis said, the Mishnah only goes Alibid Rab Shim, and the Shmuel doesn't offer the Mishnah. So somehow Rabbami is presenting as if that Mishnah in Adias, that's untouchable. Everybody agrees. L'hoitz b'men alech is potter amutter. How can it be? That's the Pella. So the Rambam understood that even if you hold Melacha Shem Tzvicha L'gufa is deraisa, but still over here, for some reason or another, this is mutter. Either because P'sik Reisha D'lo Nichalei, Rab Chaim says, or because it's a tolda, the way the Merkebis HaMishnah says, for some reason or another, this Mishnah is muskam l'chol ha'deis, that is het gama. So that was Abser Abami was asking Akasha. He works on the assumption that the Mishnah is muskam l'chol ha'deis. L'hotzim emen alecha potter amutter. So frekta Akasha, so mashno, why should anybody in his right mind say that by the bia rishayna on Shabbos, why should anybody say that it's aser? Should be the same as in that Mishnah. Why is it the same? So Tosfos explains, because the Mishnah is muta because it's psik reisha d'lo nichalei. So b'makom tzar l'gozer b'rabbanon. So Rabbami's kasha was based on the premise that just like b'makom tzar l'gozer b'rabbanon chol d'shem b'sakana, so b'makom mitzvah also l'gozer b'rabbanon. And then Tosfos says tirch d'edibur, and we know that that's not true. We know that that equation is not true. That was the prima gadim's tain against the Magen Avraham. We know that the equation is not true. That the Magen Avraham said it's mutter to set up mashmiya kol b'makam mitzvah, just like it's mutter mashmiya kol b'makam chol d'shem b'sakana. So that's not true. It's only mutter b'makam chol d'shem. It's not mutter b'makam mitzvah. Just like Amir Eliakim, it's mutter b'makam chol d'shem b'sakana. It's not mutter b'makam mitzvah. Everything that's mutter b'makam chol d'shem b'sakana is automatically mutter b'makam mitzvah. Is not true. Sometimes you have a din. Let's say we were discussing the din shitas Rebbe that we paskin like kol davar shem mishum shvus legozer ala bein hashmoshes. That's a gemara in Erevin in the beginning of Shabbos. We paskin like that. Bein hashmoshes is permissible to violate the gzera derabbanon b'makom chayla b'makom mitzvah b'makom tzarach gadol b'makom hefsed meruba. That's if you have a big shas hatchak. So Rebbe shita is kol davar shem mishum shvus legozer ala bein hashmoshes. So there we say it's muta both b'makom mitzvah. I'm a makom chol d'shem b'sakana. Any big shas hatchak is mutter, but melacha shein tzvicha legufa. Tosis proves in the Abayin Atam. It's only mutter a makom tzara legazir abana by chol d'shem b'sakana. You're not mekel b'makom mitzvah. You're not mekel. That's what the Gemara said on the previous daf. The Gemara said ledam hu tzarech v'yoser. What does it mean ledam hu tzarech? Said the re learned pshat ledam hu tzarech. He wants to see that there's dam. He'll know that the girl is truly a psula. So that's called melach ha-tzvicha legufa. Questionable. Why is that melach ha-tzvicha? He's not going to use the dam. He's happy that there is dam, but he's not going to use the dam later on. So it's also not so glatt, also not so smooth. But the Rabbein Atam didn't even learn like the read. The dam hutzach means he wants to see that there's dam to know that the girl is truly a psula. בן אדם לא נדם מוצר שלא יסלח לך פעם אחרת. So that's mamash melacha shein tzvil gof. He wants to get rid of the dam. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, the dam hu tzorech v'yosser. Why is it so poshut that it's osser? Melacha shein tzvil gof is muta b'makam chadu shein b'sakon. Makam tzair l'gaz b'rabbana. So why not say bi rishayin is makam mitzvah? So Tosfos said, within the rabbi and tam, you see from the Gemara, that just because you mekel b'makam chayla, b'makam tzair l'gaz b'rabbana, you're not mekel b'makam mitzvah. There's not an equation. So that's what Tosfos says over here. This Gemara is funny. Moshe Rabbami, what's his kasha on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis? Moshe Rabbami, he has a Mishnah, then he assumes the Mishnah is Muskam L'chol HaDeis, which Tosfos says, Al Pi Pashtus, is not accurate. Is that Muskam L'chol HaDeis? Second, if it's only Ali B'di Rab Shimon, Ali Rab Yudah, it'll be Aser. And it says, L'hotz B'men Alecha Poter Amuter, Muskam L'chol HaDeis. So the Gemara thought that just like Ein Svicha L'gufa is muta b'makam chaylas, Ein Svicha L'gufa should be muta b'makam mitzvah, and it's not l'dam hutzach, there's all the assumption of Rabbami. And when a boy gets married, he's interested l'hanoas atzmo. He's not interested in the dam, he's not interested in Oysa Pesach, everything is he's not interested in that, and it's Ein Svicha L'gufa. So Ein Svicha L'gufa should be muta b'makam mitzvah like muta b'makam chaylas. The equation is not Tosfos, the equation is Shvach HaMaisis. So the whole kasha is based on assumption. The whole kasha Rabbami hinked unta. Shvach HaKasha. The kasha is Shvach HaKasha. And when the Gemara slugs it up, they don't slug it up like Tosfos said. That the Mishnah is not Muskam L'chol HaDeis. We should have said Mishnah is not L'chol HaDeis. So it's not a kasha. We should have said, we're only Mekel Ein Svicha L'gufa B'makam Tzar, not Mekel B'makam Mitzvah. They don't slug it up for that. They slug it up for a different reason. And for the Gemara on the top line on Zainan, well, Amar Aleph, a different answer. Hosam over there by the Lecha, Pakid, V'yokir, it's Mifkid, Pakid, and it's Mamish, there's no Malocha at all. What is a Malocha taking the Mugla out, getting the pus out from the pus temple? That's not a Malocha. Abahacha, by the Dam, Pakid, V'loyakir. Here it's Chibur and Mechaber. Here there's a Malocha occurring. There's no malacha. They're just worried about the Pesach. So if you're not interested, lahachnas alahos, it's an ein svicha l'gufa. So it's only the rabbanon on the Pesach, so you don't have to worry about it. Malakum tzair l'gaz rabbanon. But over here, it's a malacha deraisa of chabura. Pakid v'lo yakir. It's not separate. The mugla is not chibura mecheber. If you squeeze out pas, that's not oisa chabura. That's not malikotul kol malikotul palga. But ahocha by the dam besulim, it's even if you all mifkid pakid. But it's pakid v'loyakir. It's not like pus. Sof kol sof it is dam. So here there is a malacha. So it's shaykh to say that there's a tana who alas. But halacha l'maisa, we paskin is muta. We paskin. Dov sheni miskaven is muta and kol tarkul, including Shabbos. Not like Rabbi Yankee Fen. We paskin, so dov sheni miskaven and sheni is muta. What does the Gemara go weiter? Rabbi Mishael Milva v'tchila b'sham. So he paskin muta. Amal Rabbanon. But there's a din later on Perek Afal Pi. Rav Meir is of the opinion, also lo v'al ishto, if ain lo ksuba. Shalei tehekala b'yena v'lo itziya. If the girl doesn't have it, she doesn't know the din. Even if the girl doesn't have a ksuba, if the husband will divorce her, she can be taveya in a din teira. The Mishnah says it's a tnai bezn. It's a takona satanoim. It doesn't matter whether he gave her a ksuba, didn't give her a ksuba. If he gives her a ksuba, ksuba has much more than the ikir ksuba. Our ksuba has tosefes, has a lot more money added on. But the ikir ksuba, the mona masayim for the psula or the almana, that you have even if he didn't give her a ksuba, even if he didn't mischaib himself to anything, that's a takonis atanoim, that is chayib the ksuba. But not all the women know the din. So the girl, if she doesn't have a piece of paper in here, she doesn't have a ksuba, in a secure place. She doesn't have to hold it in her hand when she's in bed with her husband. She can keep it in the closet. She can have it by her parents, as long as she has it in a safe location. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. What if the girl asks her husband to hold the ksuba for her? Is that acceptable? The whole idea of holding on to the ksuba is that she's sure that she'll be able to collect. But if she's going to have a din Torah with the husband, so he's going to have the ksuba. So is she sure that she's going to collect? So she doesn't have to hold on. She can give it to her parents to hold on because she trusts her parents. The parents are not going to be in cahoots with the husband. They'll be together on her side. She trusted with a friend of hers. What if she trusts her husband? Is that acceptable? So Moshe has a humorous tshuva. He says it depends. If she thinks that the husband is such an honest guy, he's not an honest person. That in case he'll get divorced, he'll give her the ksuba, he'll give her the document, so then it's not like trusting anybody else. It's okay, even though he's the tzadche keneged. But if the only reason why she trusts the husband because they're married, and then if there's going to be a divorce, then he'll be on the wrong side, he'll be on the other side, so then giving it to the husband to hold for her is not acceptable. Anyway, so there's a takana, that's Reb Meir's din later on. It's takana b'rabbanan, osa lo v'al ishto, if she doesn't have a ksuba. Even though she is secure, she doesn't have to be afraid. Strictly speaking, he cannot divorce her and leave her high and dry. He's going to have to pay her the ksuba anyway. It's a tzedes, but not all the girls know that. So the girl may feel pressured into agreeing to whatever the husband wants because she's afraid. He wants to have tashmish all the time, and she doesn't want. She may feel pressured into it because she knows she's at his mercy. He can divorce her whenever he wants, just like this. And it won't cost him any money. So it's not true. He can't divorce him whenever he wants because he's going to have to pay ksuba money. But nonetheless, that's a takana sachachamim. That's how we pass on like a mayor. There's also a law of alishta unless she has a ksuba. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes, the mechab and the ramah. Maybe there's an issa yichud. The husband with his wife. Maybe there's an issa yichud if she doesn't have the ksuba. Since it's also a law of aleha, but the ksuba, so maybe there's an issa yichud. There's a machlok sarishanim, is there an issa yichud by arusa? Arusa min atar, arusa is mataris levaila. There's no shibud sher ksus v'yayna. Shibudim sher ksus v'yayna. The chiyavayna is only after nisuin. But min atar, it's muta lov alesha. That's osa midirabon. Osa lanas arusa, that's an issa dirabonon. That's an issa dirabonon. So there's a machlok sarishanim. You look in the mechaber and ramo. There's machlok sarishanim. Is there an issa yichud between an arusa and her husband? Asa lava aleh, but that's not asa lava. There's an issa yichud with an eshes ish. There's an issa yichud with my aunt, because that's arayus. There's an issa yichud with rabban yichud with a tuya. What about issa yichud with my own wife? Ish de arusa. I'm married to the girl, so there's also an issa yichud because with the rabban it's asa lava al arisasai. So that's a machlokes arishanim. Is there an issa yichud arisasai? On the assumption that there is an issa yichud. So there's a further machlokes, what if he already had nisuin, but she lost her ksuba? Or he never gave her ksuba in the first place. Is there an issa yichud there?
Depends point when you expect it back. In other words, she's got it maybe on the, with a couple of days, so you would say it's
pas
b'salo, but
it's
you make a difference
then. Here, let's say she never had the ksuba in the first place. Or she had it, then she lost it. She had it and she lost it. So she's going to feel nervous. She'd better give in to any crazy whim that he has because he can divorce her on the spot. So we don't want that she should feel kafuf to him. So it's also love alishta if she doesn't have a ksuba. So that's a day in Ebenezer that since it's also love alishta, let's say it's also love alishta when he's drunk. So you're going to say he's drunk or she's drunk. So you're going to say, I'm Purim is an issa yichud because the husband is drunk. Or if they're angry at each other, it's also lov alishta. So if they're angry at each other, so it's an issa yichud. There are cases when it's also lov alishta, and there's no issa yichud. Not every case. You don't say in every case it's also lov alishta, there's no issa yichud.
You see where they didn't have bia yet.
That could well be. Okay. But at least the Gemara is talking about bia. The Gemara may not necessarily be talking about Yichud, but for sure Gemara is talking about the beer. Okay. So he allowed him to have beer Rishonim b'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar l'Rabbanan, so the Talmidim asked Rabbami, how can you give such a psak? I will look siva ksubasa. He never gave her a ksuba. There's also love alishta, maybe also to have Yichud also. So he said to them, Atvasua metaltalim. If you give the girl a mashkin, the chosin should give the kala a mashkin that's worth a gold watch or something, some takshit that's worth a fortune of money, so she'll feel secure that she's going to collect the ksuba. She won't feel that he can divorce her at any moment.
Why do you assume there's no ketubah in this case?
No, that was the Maisa Shahaya. They just got married on Friday, and then they had the suda on Friday night, and then they never filled that ksuba. That was the Maisa Shahaya.
They didn't used to give it out like before the...
We have like that. We read the ksuba right after the Erisin. So we have, in the days of the Gemara, they used to have a long pause between Erisin and Nisun. And the Goinim did away with that, so they have Nisun immediately following Erisin. So that goes, Maimonides quotes that the Rabbi Natan introduced, you should have a pause, something to be mafzik in between the Erisin and Nisun, that it should be like it was in the days of Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, that they had a long pause of 12 months or 1 month in between the Erisin and the Nisun. So what do we do in between? So we read the Ksuba in between. Why did they choose to read the Ksuba? Because the Rambam understood in the Gemara later, in the beginning of Perek Afalpi, that if you have chuppah, shalai nimsura lebiya, if the girl is a nida, so the Rambam learned in the Gemara that that's a suffix in the Gemara, whether the nisuin is chal. If you mekadosh a nida, kiddushin atopsin benida. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, even though nida has koris, whenever there's koris, and kiddushin topsin. But nonetheless, by nida, kiddushin atopsin, it says, usahini dosa olav. Afila bishas nidosa tehebo havayo. So he has a connotation of tfisis kiddushin. So erisin is certainly chal if kiddushin atopsin benida. What if you already had erisin a year ago and you have nisuin today and the girl is a nida? So the Rambam understood that that's an ibaya in the Gemara. Where's that Gemara? Anun vavam and aleph. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if it's chupesh and ebruya lebiyah? So the other Bishanim learned the Gemara chupesh and ebruya is a different shayla. But the Rambam learns that this is the Gemara suffix. Is the chupa kaina because it's not royal lebiyah. Kiddushin on a need is chal. What about nisuin on a need? Maybe it's not chal. So the Rambam paskins l'chumer that the chupa shen roi labia is not chal, so you shouldn't do the chupa until atcha titoher. So then the Magen Mishnah quotes that the Balaita goes along like the Rambam. Balaita is from the Balei HaTosfos from France. He learns the Gemara also like the Rambam. Chupa shen roi labia is no good. And he says not only chupa shen roi labia midderaisa, because midderaisa, what if it's any roi labia midderabanan? He's going to do chupa and he didn't yet give her a ksuba. Kolzmani doesn't, she doesn't have a ksuba in her hand, so the chuppah, it's a suffix in the Gemara, but the chuppah is not kaina. So because the Rambam shita, because of the Rambam and the Baluita, the chuppah shenirui lebiya is not chal, in any way lebiya on the level of the Raisa means she's a nida. On the level of the Rabbana means that he didn't give her a ksuba, so we insist on giving the ksuba before the chuppah. So we have a pause, since we're going to have to give her the ksuba before the nisuin, and we want to waste time a little bit in between the Eris and Nisun to make a zecher to the fact that Bizman Tanakh and Bizman HaGemara used to be a long pause in between Eris and Nisun. So that's why the minig developed that we read the Ksuba. We read the Ksuba to make the Hafsaka, and then you give the Ksuba over to the Kala to make it into a Chuppah HaRoy Labiyah, even on the level of the Rabbanim.
Didn't you also say it was a bracha for Piyagotin?
What about Bar Piyagotin? That's another consideration. Yeah, that's another consideration. That you just said, in the days of the Gemara, they said Bar Piyagofen a year ago, and they had Birchas Erisin. Then they have Birchas Nisun today, so it's not Kasha. Why do you say Bar Piyagofen? You said a year ago. He went to sleep in between 365 nights. There was a long Hesach Hadas. But if you do like the Gemara, you have back-to-back the Nisun immediately following the Erisin, so then it's a problem on the Bar Piyagofen also. I just said Bar Piyagofen on the Kosher Nisun. You just said Bar Piyagofen and the Kosher Erisin. So we make a hafsok in between, so it looks a little better. That's another reason. Now, Gosh Mamini quotes the both reasons, I think. One reason to make a zeh, Zmana Tanakh, Zmana Gemara, that there was a long pause in between Eris and Nisuin. And the second consideration is that it should look a little better. Al Pidin, it doesn't really help. So how long does it take for the Kriyas Aksuba? That's not a Hesra Hadas. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes. It doesn't take more. So Mikra Din, the answer is that it's another Koshal Brocha, like the second Kosh by the Seder, or the fourth Kosh by the Seder, that Ashkenazim say a Brocha, even on the second Kosh, even on the fourth Kosh. So we assume each one is a Koshal Brocha. So the Koshal Nisun is another Koshal Brocha, so we say another Bar Piyagofen. So that's the real answer. But to make it look a little better, so we have a Shtikl Hafsoka. So we read the Ksuba. Why did they choose to read the Ksuba? Because you're going to have to hand over the Ksuba, that it shouldn't be a chuppah shenir roi labiyah. That's the Baloita Shita. So since we're going to hand out the ksuba, so you may as well read the ksuba.
Why is it not okay to rely on the Tanai Beis Din?
Mikar Adin, if the girl would be a lawyer and she would know the din, Toenet Rabbanit, she would know the din, that she can collect the ksuba, as it says in the Mishnah, then she wouldn't need the document. But most of the women don't know their dinar stuff. They don't have a piece of paper in their hand. Like a lot of people today, they have a savings account, but they want to have a passbook. If you don't give them a book in their hand, so they say, where's the money? The money's in the bank. You go online and you see how much money you have in the bank. But a lot of people have this attitude. Older people have the attitude. Where's the? If I don't have the book in my hands, I don't have the money. So if the girl doesn't have the document of the ksuba in her hand, she may be nervous. The guy's going to get away with murder. He's going to divorce me, and he'll marry his secretary and whatever. He's not going to... It'll be kalabi and
if he told her that it'll be looking, if she knows about it beforehand...
So that's what we say. Give her a mashkin. At v'sum et talton, give her a mashkin. So that'll be
mutter. If you just told her...
They're afraid that the girl won't fully appreciate the din, that she has nothing to worry about. It's not Kalaban of Lotzi. If he's going to try to divorce her, we're going to make him pay $100,000. The ksuba is an awful lot of money. He's going to have to pay an awful lot of money.
Okay. What if he said I paid?
He claims that I paid. Usually we would distinguish the tin and milva per milva bishtar. Milva bishtar, you can't say paraita because shtocha b'yodim my boy. Milva balpeh, you can't say paraita, but here the Gemara says because it's a tanai bezin, more in the end of the first parak in Bob Mitzvah says, Hatoin achamais bezin lo yom av lo klum. He's going to tain a paraita against the ksuba, even if she doesn't have a piece of paper of the ksuba. He's ain't on them on to tain a paraita. That's part of the takanas chachamim, that you mechuyiv to pay the ksuba, and you have no namonis to say paraita, because if so, ma'il chachamim with takanasim, every husband will say paraita. They'll get away with murder. Well, the divorce is like, we won't pay a penny. They'll say, I paid her already. So that's part of the takana, to be mechazik the chiyuv, that the Baal is ain't a nema to say paraiti, as if it would have been a milva bishtar.
I feel like most women don't even, not most, but there's many women who don't even know that's the purpose of the ketubah. What does the ketubah help?
That was the takana's chachamim, that you should give her a ksuba so she should know, she should feel secure in collecting her ksuba. What does she have to feel secure? Shouldn't be kala b'enav lo tzia. The wife shouldn't always give in to every stupid mishigas of the husband. The girl's going to be afraid. If I don't give in, the husband's going to divorce me. So we should tell her, be independent, don't give in. And the husband is not going to divorce you. She shouldn't act like a shmata.
Also, wouldn't it be better that just another person should make the second word for agape? Why is it specifically one?
Same problem. It does make a difference if the same person, a different person. He doesn't drink the wine. He says the bar piagofen for the chasen kala. So the chasen kala just heard bar piagofen 2 minutes ago. So why are they saying another bar piagofen for them? They don't need it. Same problem. It doesn't help.
The Rama who says that we don't need to write after him that I've been a Gershon because he can't divorce Bel Kartha. Does she know that you can't divorce
Bel Kartha? Yeah, probably now. Everybody knows. So the Rama quotes that there are those who say that Pizman and Zen, Mutal Hashid Zishtoi, Balik Suba, because she knows that Zechem that I've been a Gershon. So there's nothing to worry about. Bel Kartha, Acher means if he violates the din, if he divorces her against her wish. So the Bezim will give him a curse that he should drop dead. They'll put him in chair. So Nachamol. So the Amrlei Rabbanon, so the Talmidim confronted Rabbami. How can you say Mutar Livo B'Tchila B'Shabbos? But he never gave her a ksuba. They just had the chuppah on Erev Shabbos. The Erison was a year ago. And then today, they're supposed to have Nisuan in the morning. Dilly Dally, right before the Shkir. That Nisuan right before the Shkir. Now it's Shabbos and he wants to have Bir Rishayna. He said, but he never gave her a ksuba. So he says, "Hatvasul metaltalim, give her a mashkin, so she'll be secure on the collecting of the money." Sure. So that's what we pass on, like Rabbami. Mutar levo besula betchila b'shamis.
The same. That
is a major problem. That's a very strong kasha. There is a din. You're not allowed to make a chamemke. You're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. How can you give atvasul metaltalim? How are you allowed to give a mashkin on a choyv? To give a maton to someone, to give a bar mitzvah gift to the bar mitzvah bocha, that's a machlokes achrayim. Whether that's included in the prohibition of mekach memkar. The Meiri and Beitzer writes the matnas metaltlim miyad liyad. There's no problem. Let's say if someone has a set of svarim, and there's no erev in the community, and want to be makna the svarim to you, so you'll pick up the svarim on Shabbos that I shouldn't be able to back out. You'll make the kinyan, and then you go home. Without taking it with you. So then there's a gzeir, Hashem yichtov. or make a kinyan suda, so then there's a gzeira shema yichta. But if I give you a matana, here it's yours, and take it and go walk away with it. So matnas matalten metaltelin miyada karka, you always write stories, even if you're not going to charge any money. So karka, there's a gzeira shema yichta. Metaltelin, the gzeira shema yichta, he's not going to walk off with it. But if it's matnas metaltelin miyad liyad, let's say there's an Arab in the community, you eat by somebody on Shabbos, and you bring them a box of chocolates, or you bring them a bottle of wine or something on Shabbos. So the Mishnah in Beitzah says that it's mutter. So the Miri says over there that matan smelt taltalim yad liyad is not included in the Gzeres Mekach Hamemtah. And the Magen Avraham quotes some who disagree. So that's the kasha. How can you say that matan smelt taltalim yad liyad is usur? But the Gemara says hatfasu metaltalim. You see that they gave metaltalim as a mashkin. And there's no prohibition. What happened to the Gzeres Mekach Hamemtah? That's a strong kasha.
Should be given before.
Before Shabbos.
No. The
what?
The Ran on Bet Aleph Mod Aleph on the Rif says that.
That he gave it before Shabbos?
They got married on Wednesday. You didn't have yet.
Uh-huh.
Why haven't they written the Ketubah yet? What are they going to do? They had time to give a
Mashal,
they have time to
write it. They realized right before Shabbos.
Right before Shabbos.
I mean, right before Shabbos, there wasn't enough time to write a ksuba.
But there was enough time to give a mashkin. Okay. And if one should assume at v'sum metaltalim is on Shabbos, is there room to argue the point and say it should be mutter on Shabbos? What about mekach hamemka b'mokah mitzvah? Is that mutter? To give, let's say, on the first day, sukkos in each alachem. But let's say one person bought a lulav and an esrig, he has a dalaminim, someone else wants a matanam and asla hachzeh. So the Mishnah says, I can give you a matanam nasa'asa in the first 2 days of Yanti. And each alachem says, you may give a matanam nasa'asa. So the Rishonim quote from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, from the Bahag, how come it's mutter? What happened to the Gzeres Mekach Hamemka? So they say, because it's b'maka mitzvah, we allow it. B'maka mitzvah in each alachem. So you could see over here, the Bir Rishonim is considered the maka mitzvah. Tosfos said, that's why we're mekel shvuz to shvuz b'maka mitzvah. So maybe over here we're mekel because Mekach Hamemka, but Mekach Mitzvah is Mutter.
Maybe it's called Chesed Shamayim. It's not even Sakana. It's Chesed Shamayim.
Yeah, but Mekach Mitzvah. Same thing as this. The Mekach Hamemka should be Mutter, but Mekach Mitzvah.
This is a Gzeira?
This is Mekach Hamemka? This is a Gzeira, Shem Yichtov.
There's not much Mekach Mitzvah to the Chesed.
Right, but the Gemara says that you can give the Lulav and the Esrig. Not that the Gemara said by Choylin, we're making a tzushta. The Gemara says he may give on the first 2 days Yantiv, he can give the Dalamin and Matanam al-Slaaser. So the Gemara says that Mekach Mitzvah is Mutter. Now the Gemara says a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so he's not allowed to cook on Yantiv for Shabbos. So what should he do? So the Gemara says, Makka Kimcha L'Acherim, give all of your raw food to someone else who did make an Erev Tavshilin, and they'll be allowed to cook the food for you. Because man, the raw food belongs to me, even though they made an Erev Tavshilin, they're not allowed to cook. Hu nesa v'kimcha nesa. I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so I'm not allowed to have you cook my food for me. But if I'm makna the food to you, then you can. So the Rishonim asked the same question. How can I be makna kimcha l'acherim in the beginning of the second parak in Beitzah? What happened to the gzeres mekach hamemkar? So they give the answer with the Bahag, that by mokah mitzvah we allow mekach hamemkar.
Not a half is different than a regular.
Other Rishonim say like that Matanam HaSlach is not included in the Issa Mekach HaMemka. Right. Other Rishonim give like that. But the Bahag says it's time, but Mekach Mitzvah, the whole prohibition of Mekach HaMemka was never formulated, right?
Now, also
because he's going to get back the Mashkin. He's going to get back, he's going to give her. After Shabbos is going to give her the Ksuba, he's going to get back the Mashkin. It could be. So some Rishonim learn out to assume a Taltalim is on Erev Shabbos.
A lot of shuls do a bidding on Shabbat. They bid for Aliyah on Shabbat. So
it's
the same kind of hedge that
they
have here.
Okay. I mean, they're selling Aliyahs. They're auctioning off Aliyahs on Shabbos. So it's Mekach HaMemka. They're selling the Aliyahs on Shabbos.
Isn't that for Tzedakah though? There's a different dispensation.
Okay. B'makom Mitzvah. B'makom Mitzvah. Okay.
The Ramban answers either it was Me'erev Shabbos or it's been Mekach Mitzvah Shaarim, and the Rashba brings both of those answers and then says you can also say that he's not really being magna hakna gemura just to get rid of this or yichud, so there would be something like that.
And he's going to get it back later, like a matana aslaksa. All the three answers say in the Rishon. That the atvasuma tatlan was b'chol, or b'makam mitzvah is mutter, or it's like a matana aslaksa. So we have all the Rishonim right here. We figured out all the three terutz. Yeah?
Well, a
Bachov is Kone Mashkin. He gets certainly, he gets Shiva Nechosim on the Mashkin. It's a little more than just a Shaymer. Yeah. The Shibudim. It's called Shibudim. So the Gemara says Mutter. Right? Either Bechol or Bishabbos. The two opinions. So that's how he passed like Rabbami. Mutter live up Sula B'tchila B'Shabbos. Rabbi Zvid Shari live up Sula B'tchila B'Shabbos. He also said the same thing, Mutter. Ikad the Amin, another version has that he was the Chosin. Rabbi Zvid Gufi bought B'tchila B'Shabbos. He did it himself. Right. Rabbi Yudit Shari live up Sula B'yontif. So the Shaila is B'yontif means only B'yontif? Special reason to distinguish Yontif and Shabbos? Or no, Lav Dafke. So that's a machloikis. Rav Pop and Rav Papi were both students of Rava. They're two different people. Rav Pop and Rav Papi. So each one quotes, each one is swearing in the name of Rava. Rava said this. So one of them said, Yontif is Lav Dafke, Yontif Hodin Nami Shabbos. And the other one says, no, it's only Yontif and not Shabbos. What does it say? Amar Papi Mishmei the Rabbah Loi Tema B'Yontif Hu D'Shori Ha B'Shabbos Osur. Not true. Hu Adin Da'Filu B'Shabbos Nam B'Shori Ma'isr Shori Kachoy. That happened on Yontif Hu Adin Nam B'Shabbos. Rav Papi Mishmei the Rabbah Amar. He says no. Rabbah said Fakir B'Yontif Shori B'Shabbos Osur. Why in the world should be a difference between Shabbos and Yontif? So the Gemara says Mitoch. What is Mitoch? What is Mitoch? So Rashi and Tosis quote, there's a machlekes in the Mishnah in the first perik in Maseches Beitza. What daf is it on? Tosis says, Beitza yud beis amid aleph. The fellow wants to go to shul on the first day Sukkot and he wants to carry his talis with him, or he wants to carry the lulav, because he wants to shake the lulav in the middle of the hallel. Then I knew him. But there's going to be a bris on Shabbos. At bris on Shabbos, you have to prepare everything. The moel has to prepare everything on Erev Shabbos. There's no Erev, so the moel has to bring everything on Erev Shabbos. And if he didn't bring on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry the things, even though it's only a Carmelist. You're not allowed to violate carrying a Carmelist even for the purpose of fulfilling a Milo Bismana. But on Yontif, if he didn't prepare the knife and everything on Erev Yontif, he's allowed to carry on Yontif. So that's a machlekes b'sham and b'sil. So b'sil will say you're permitted to carry a sefer Torah, you're permitted to carry the baby to perform the bris milah, and you're permitted to carry the dalad minim. And b'sham is saying you're not allowed to. The chumash only says achal nefesh is mutter. You're not allowed to carry these things carry the baby for the bris and carry the dalad minim to shake nanuim in the middle of hallel. Is not Echol Nefesh, so it's not allowed. So Taka Beishama is right. My time in the Beisil. Why did Beisil say that you're allowed to carry the tink? So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroi. My time in the Beisil. So one, the first opinion of the Gemara is rejected, but Taisa says there were amaroim who held the first opinion. They held that there were 39 malachas on Shabbos, and Haitzoh is a malacha grua. That's how Taisa writes on the first daf in Shabbos, that Beis Amid Aleph. In the first Mishnah, Haitzoh is a malocha grua. In what sense is Haitzoh a malocha grua? So the Pasha Pshat, the Rishonim have a whole machlekes. What does mean malocha grua? The Ran in the second parak in Avodah Zarah, the Ran on the Rif, has a machlekes with the Rashba. What do we mean when we say Haitzoh is a malocha grua? So the Pasha Pshat is in all of the Lamet Ches malochas, all the other 38 malochas, you're creating some new thing. He does something, and there's a new chepze. He made something new. He made a change. Haitzoh didn't change anything. He had the watch over here, and carries the watch with him to the other place. He didn't really change any chepze. So you're not creating anything. All the lamed ches melochas hazechel v'ir shamayim v'aretz. When the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, he did creative activity, and he told us we're not allowed to do zechel v'ir shamayim. We're not allowed to do creative activity. But Haitzoh is not really creative. It just moves something from one place to the other. So that's what the Pashat Pshat The Gemara never says this, but the Rishonim have this lashon. It says the malacha grua. So therefore, they dug up a pasuk. Lo satzio masa mi batechem b'yoyim ha-shabbos. Where is that pasuk? Yeah, well, where is the pasuk in Tanakh? Lo satzio masa mi batechem. It's a pasuk in Beitza. Masach in Beitza. Where is it? Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Lo satzio masa mi batechem b'yoyim ha-shabbos. So some Amoraim understood. It's in Yirmiyah, chapter Yud Zion. So some Amoraim understood. B'yom HaShabbos, Savol B'yontav is Muta. Yontav, you only carry over the 38 malachas. The 39th malach of Haitzah is malach Grua, only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yontav. Haitzah and Yontav is Muta. And that's the reason for Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say you're allowed to carry the Lulav, and you're allowed to carry the Tinoik to do the Bris Milah. And you're allowed to carry the Dalet Minim because there's no prohibition of Haitzah and Yontav. So the Gemara says that that's utterly not acceptable because on Yontav there is a din of Muktzah. You're not allowed to handle Muktzah. What's the reason why the Chachamim prohibited Muktzah? So the Gemara says, Gzeir Hashem Yotzi. We're afraid the guy may carry you into the street. If it's Gzeir Hashem Yotzi, so why is only on Muktzah? He says, shouldn't be allowed to handle a safe, shouldn't be allowed to handle a chair, shouldn't be allowed to handle a food. So the Gemara says, no, that's Gzeir Hashem Reibatzi B'Yichalim Lamed, but that makes life impossible. But Muktzah is a piece of junk anyway. Eitz Ma'bon HaBi'ofa is a thing that has no Hishtamshes anyway. So there, they can make a Gzeira. Don't handle it, because we're afraid that you may carry it into the street. That's what the Gemara says. Muktzah is Gzeira Shem Yotzi. So if you're going to tell me that according to Beis Hillel, there's no prohibition of Haitzah and Yontah, if you only carry over 38 Malachas, the malacha grua of Haitzah doesn't apply at all to Yontav, so why did they introduce an Isra Muktzah on Yontav? It should be Mutta the Talton Muktzah on Yontav, and the Mesichta Beitz is full of it. That you have Muktzah's Noig on Yontav, even more so, perhaps, even more so than on Shabbos. So it's a Rai Brewer that it's not correct, that's not the reason for Bisilo, that Erev Haitzah the Shabbos and Erev Haitzah the Yontav. That's incorrect. So what is the reason for Bisilo? So the Gemara says the real reason why Beis Hillel say you're permitted to carry the baby for the bris, to carry the sefer Torah and the lulav, is because mitoich. What does it mean mitoich? There are 39 malachas, so you have to look through the malachas. Any malacha that sometimes mutter, b'makam oichal nefesh, let's say cooking food. So not only is it permissible to cook food letzarach oichal nefesh, it's permissible to cook food letzarach hayam ktsas, or to carry food. I want to have a picnic in the park. So I want to carry all the plates and the mat and the forks and the knives and the food I want to carry to the park on Yontav, but there's no Erev. But since it's permissible to carry food on Yontav, the Tzarech HaChal Nefesh, it's permissible to carry the Lulav and the Esrig also. It's permissible to carry the Sefer Torah Tolein. Any malacha that's ever muta, the Tzarech HaChal Nefesh, you have to go through the whole list of 39 malachas. Let's say planting. Planting is muta for HaChal Nefesh. It's never muta the tzarech achon nefesh. So even if there would be a mitzvah to plant on Tu B'Shvat would fall out on Pesach. Can't, okay. Tu B'Shvat would fall out on Pesach, so you wouldn't be allowed to plant to do the mitzvah. You wouldn't say, since the muta to plant the tzarech achon nefesh, muta to plant maka mitzvah. No. Even if Tu B'Shvat could fall out on Pesach, because you're never allowed to plant the tzarech achon nefesh. You have to look in each and every malacha. Any av malacha that's muta the tzarech achon nefesh, that malacha is muta the tzarech hayom ktsas. Mitoch shuutro havora, let's say to make a fire. So you have a little fire in the kitchen, I want to light the range, the gas range from the pilot. So since it's muta to light a fire the tzarech achon nefesh, it's muta to havora the tzarech hayom ktsas also. You have to judge each and every malacha individually. It doesn't mean that just like on Yontav, Echal Nefesh Mutter, so Tzarech Yom Ktsas Mutter also. No. Each and every malacha has to be judged individually. Any malacha that's Mutter, the Tzarech Echal Nefesh, is Mutter, the Tzarech Yom Ktsas. Yeah. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi's Shita there in Beitza is that when Atar Mitoch Shuhuch with the Tzarech Utnami Shalot Tzarech means Shalot Tzarech Klal. We have a list of 39 malachas, but some of them clearly don't carry over to Yontif. How can you say you're not allowed to carry on Yontif? You're allowed to carry food to the park to have a picnic. How can you say you're not allowed to cook on Yontif? You're allowed to cook. So cooking is, you cross out from, you have a list of 39 melachas, and now you're crossing out. Which melachas don't carry over from Shabbos to Yontif? So cooking, you have to cross out. Carrying, you have to cross out. Making a fire, you have to cross out. Any melacha that's ever muta, that's tzorech achol nefesh. So Rashi learns, mitoch shehut shel tzorech achol nefesh, hut shel gamrei. It means that that melacha is not on the list anymore. You cross it off, the list consists of much less than 39 melachas. That's Rashi's sheet. And Taisa disagrees strongly with Rashi. Taisa says, no, it's not that it's het gomer, shelo tzorech klal. Taisa says, it's only muta if you have tzorech hayom ktsas. What's tzorech hayom ktsas? So tzorach mitzvah is a tzorach hayom ktsas. They said the first sheet and taisus is the Rabbeinu Chananel. First sheet and taisus are taisus. The long taisus is Zayin Amin Aleph, and it's in other mesichtes as well, and Beitza. So the first sheet is that the Mishnah gave three examples of carrying the lulav and carrying the baby for a bris and carrying the Sefer Torah. It's only Sefer Torah likras boy and tinuk lamuloi and the lulav latzis boy. But if you're going to carry, the guy wants to smoke in the park, let's say, on the assumption it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov. The guy wants to carry a pack of cigarettes to the park. There's no mitzvah. If anything, it's an aver. But there's no mitzvah at all in smoking. So Taisus would say, according to the first sheet, that that's not called mitoich. It's only called mitoich if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. You're carrying the tinuk l'muloi, carrying the sefer Torah l'kriz boy, and the dalaminim l'tziz boy. That's the davka, a mitzvah. Shalom b'makam mitzvah, even Basil would say that you're not allowed to. So the question is, so how did they know to extend Eichel Nefesh? The Pasuk only says, in Parshas Boy, Achash Yechol Eichel Nefesh, Ulevad Yosel Lechem. So where did they learn out that even the Tzarech Mitzvah is also Mutar? So the Sefer Yireim explains, according to the first Shita, that it's only called Mitoich if it's b'makam mitzvah. So the Yireim says it comes from the word Nefesh. Achash Yechol Eichel Nefesh. Not only Oichal nefesh means people are going to eat the food, but nefesh usually means the soul. The soul doesn't eat the food, the soul does mitzvahs. So tzorchei ha-nefesh, if it's a tzorch mitzvah, that's also mutter. Achashei yochel, for the purpose of eating food, and then l'chol nefesh means not only food for the body, food for the soul is also mutter. But if it's shalom b'makam mitzvah, not a case of a mitzvah. Stanley wants to smoke cigarettes in the park, so there's no mitzvah. So the first sheet to behold that, that's not mutter. Taisus disagrees with the Rabbeinu Chananel. Taisus says later, what if you want to take a tinuk l'tayel? You want to go for a walk in the park and you have a little baby. So Taisus says on the narrow lines, around two-thirds of the way down in the narrow lines in the Taisus mitoch, the line begins with the word lo, lei. So it says, v'nira liri, v'atzuas ha-tinuk l'tayel ha-vitzorach ha-yong k'tzas also. Not only tinuk l'muloi, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the first sheet is only, the Mishnah and Beitz only gave three cases with Beisila la-mekel. Tinuk, and Sefer Torah, and lulav. So Rabbeinu Chananel holds only lidmak and mitzvah. Tinuk l'muloi, Sefer Torah, likres bay, t'len kriyas ha-torah, and the lulav latzis bay. But if you have a tinuk l'tayel, you just want to go for a walk in the park and you don't want to pay for a babysitter, you want to take the baby with you. Rabbeinu Sederi says that's also mutter. So that's the question, what did he mean? Because a tinuk l'tayel is also a mitzvah. Einig yontif. He wants to have a good time and he wants the baby to have a good time with some fresh air. That means also a makam mitzvah, but what if it's a total dvar hashus? What if it's a total dvar hashus, not a dvar mitzvah, but the guy wants to do it? So it could be, according to the Ri, it would be also. So we assume not so. We assume a third version. We assume a third version that not only tinuk l'tayel is muta because l'tayel is also oinig yomtiv, even tinuk l'tayel is muta tzorach hayom ktsas, any tzorach hayom ktsas. So where is that learned that from? You can't say like the Yireim that it's learned that from the word nefesh, that tzorach ha-nefesh, mitzvahs are food for the soul. You can't say that it's food for the soul. It's a dvar hashus that the guy wants to do. So what is it based on? So the Shita Mukubetzes on our daf quotes the Ravid, often quotes the Ravid, that's based on the word lochem. Achashayachal ha-nefeshu levad yasa lachem. Lachem means l'chol tzarchechem. Eichal nefesh itself sounds very restricted. Only eichal nefesh for food. And that's what Beishamai hold. Only eichal nefesh mutter. And Beis Hillel extended, they say, any tzarchayon k'tzas is mutter. Not only tzarchitzvah. Tzarech ha-reshus is also mutter because it says lachem, which has a connotation l'chol tzarchechem. Who came up with this idea that the word, where did the rabbi get it from? Lachem l'chol tzarchechem. They got it from the Gemara later in Beitzan, Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. What about machshiri oichal nefesh on Yontif? You're allowed to do oichal nefesh. What about machshiri oichal nefesh? What's machshiri oichal nefesh? So the Gemara says, let's say you have the forks and the knives are twisted, out of shape. And you're going to take a hammer and bang down the fork to fix it. Mamish masak and money. The fork and the knife can't function the way you had it. Now it's all twisted up and knots. He's going to bang it out. It's going to be masak and money. It's a malacha deraisa. So that's called machshir eichal nefesh. If the guy, let's say, is going to carry the paper plates to the park and the mat and the forks and the knives and the food, that's also hechshir eichal nefesh. But that's only leading up to eat the food. And after he finishes eating the food, he's going to throw everything in the garbage in the park. He's not going to leave it there. He's going to throw it in the garbage. So the whole purpose of carrying the paper plates and the forks and that and everything is to lead up to eating the food. So that machshir eichal nefesh bali hoza, that's mutter on yonder. That's beferish gemaris. But if the guy fixes the broken fork and the broken knife, and not only is it going to be used today to eat the meal on yonder, it's going to be used for the next month till it breaks out of shape again. Then he's going to have to fix it again. So that's called machshir eichal nefesh. If it's machshirin, he's going to carry the food to the park. That's machshirin. But that's machshir eichal nefesh. That's only leading up to eat the meal. He's not going to lead up to anything after that. So that's certainly mutter. L'chol ha'deis, that's mutter. But we have machshir eichal nefesh, the broken knife is going to be fixed and going to be used many times over after he fixes it. So that's machshirin. So that's a machlokes satanoi. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, whether machshir eichal nefesh mutter or osis. Even the Tana who says that it's mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds, machshir eichal nefesh mutter on yontif, that's only if it's e'efshel lasas mabod yom. If it was e'efshel lasas mabod yom, he had plenty of time on Erev Yontif. He could have fixed the twisted knives and the twisted forks. He was playing football, basketball, whatever. He was fooling around on Erev Yontif. That even the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's osim on Torah to do the machshir on yontif. Where does he get this from? That there's a difference in machshir eichal nefesh, e'efshel lasas mabod yom, versus e'efshel lasas mabod yom. So the Gemara says he gets it from the two words, lochem, which means lochol tzarchechem, not only eichal nefesh, even lochol tzarchechem is machshir eichal nefesh, but then it says levado. So lochem is a riboy and levado is a mi. Who levado? Yiyos lochem. Acha sheyach lochol nefesh, that's eichal nefesh. Lochem means lochol tzarchechem goes on, machshir is also mutter. Even though the fixed fork and knife are going to last for a whole month now, I'm going to sharpen a knife. The knife is so dull it doesn't cut. I'm going to sharpen the knife, that's a malacha misak and money. Then now that the knife is sharp, it's going to function for the next month, not only for the next meal on yontif. It's going to function for the next month, I'm going to use it till it becomes dull again after a month, and I have to sharpen it again. So we learn out from lachem l'chol tzarchechem, and lachem l'chol tzarchechem is mitigated, it's softened with the levado, hu levado, prat l'machshim she'ef shalasas mebod yom. So the Ravid writes, the same way Rabbi Yehuda darshins, by machshir eichal nefesh, lachem, and levado, that's the mocha for Beis Hillel. How do Beis Hillel know that mitoch any malacha that's mutter for the purpose of eichal nefesh is even mutter the tzorach mitzvah sayom? Because it's or tzorach mitzvah sayom, or the tzorach hayom ktsas. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah. If you would restrict Beis Hillel shita mitoch only to mitzvah, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, the first shita and teisvah, so then the mocha would be like the Sefer Yireim said from the word nefesh, tzorach hayom nefesh, the needs of the soul. And if you hold that the re only means tinek l'tayel, because that's also oinig yontif, it's weiter a mitzvah, it's a maka mitzvah. But if you say tinek l'tayel is mutter, not because it's a mitzvah. Stam, to have a good time on yontif. You want to enjoy yourself. Not necessarily because of the mitzvah of oinig yontif. So then the Ravid says it must be based on the words lachem, l'chol tzarechem, and limited and restricted because of the word levado. So the Ravid says, yes, you're allowed to carry your talis to shul on yontif, if it was e'ef shalasas mabod yom. But if you could have easily kept, what do you do on Shabbos? You don't carry the talis to shul on Shabbos. There's no erev. What do? Either you wear the talus, under your coat, or you carry the talus to the shul on Erev Shabbos. So you can do the same solution on Yom Tov. Why do you have to carry the talus to the shul on Yom Tov? Wear the talus, or carry the talus to the shul on Erev Yom Tov. When you go to Daven Mincha, on Erev Yom Tov, take the talus. So the Ravid restricts, he limits Beis Hillel Shita. He said, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds Machshirech on Nevesh Amut on Yom Tov, only Eav Shalasins in Bod Yom, because you have the Ribui Lochem Lechot Zechechem in the Miut Levado, that's the Gemara in Beitza Daf Chav Ches. So to over here, by Mitoich, Oichal Nefesh is Mutter, even if it's Eav Shalasins in Bod Yom. You're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov, even if you could have cooked it on Erev Yom Tov, it would have tasted just as good. But the Tzarech HaYom Tzas is only Mutter if you couldn't have done it on Erev Yontav. If you could have done it on Erev Yontav, then there's no heter to do it on Yontav. So these are basically three basic different shitas how to understand Mitoich. What did Beis Hillel say? Rashi shita Mitoich means you have a list of 39 malachas and you're crossing out which malachas don't carry over from Shabbos Yontav. If it's Mutter to cook the Tzarech HaNefesh, you cross out Bishul. So Bishul is Mutter Min HaTorah to cook him in Shaloh the Tzarech Yontav. Maybe the Rabbanon they ask it, but on the level of their eyes, the Rashi Shita is, you cross out the Malacha. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. It's not true. That's how Tosis starts off. Mitoich, Uchunami Shalom Tzarech. Sounds like Rashi. Uchunami Shalom Tzarech. Had to go and say, no, Pirish. Tzarech means Tzarech Ochonav, Shadam Shalom Tzarech Ochonav, Shabbat Shay Tzarech Hayam, Hanos Hayam Tzarech Kim HaMitzvah. So then the Tosis, the first sheet is Tzarech Mitzvah Hayam. There's only Tinik Lemuloi, Sefer Torah Likris Boy, and the Dalaminim Lulav Lotzis Boy. But the Tzarech HaNoas HaYom would not be Mutter. And the Ri says, no, even Tinik Letayel is also Mutter. So if you say it's only Tzarech Mitzvah, that Beis Hillel Allah Mitoch, then the Reim explains based on the word Nefesh. But if we say that it's any Tzarech HaNoas HaYom, it doesn't have to be a Mitzvah, so it can't be based on the word Nefesh. And then the Ravid says it's based on the word Lachem, which has the connotation of Lachol Tzarechem. And then you're going to have a limitation, only if it's the Epshalasis Mbodyom. When it's easily Epshalas Mbodyom, then there's no head to carry the talus on Yom Tov.
Is it like Rabbi Yehuda that if it's Epshalasis Mbodyom, it's Asa Daraisa?
Yeah. The rabbi holds Asa Daraisa to do just like my Machshir. He holds that the Tzarech Amitoch is the Anisa Daraisa to do it on Yom Tov if he could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. That's the Shita Mukabetz, it's what's the rabbi.
Is
yeah.
It a bit different? Like, he could have done. Does the rabbi agree that mitzvah, let's say, doesn't have the restraints of Efshar Lassus?
No, he's not gurus the whole mitzvah story at all. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanan Tinik Lemula, Sefer Torah Lucas, but no. Mitzvah the same as any dvarishus.
Where does the double Efshar Lachol Nefesh come in?
That we'll get to that. Okay, that we'll get to that. That's going to be, the Gemara is going to bring that up, yeah.
What does it say, Shofar? Is that the same, or
just
left it
same out? Shaila. According to the Ravid, it's only mutter to carry the shofar on Yom Tov. If he needed it at home, he's practicing Leil Yom Tov at home. But if he doesn't need it at home, so he should have left it in the shul on Erev Yom Tov. If he didn't leave it in the shul, it's an Issa Deraisa to carry the shofar. If there's no Erev, if there's an Erev, there's no Issa Hitzah. If there's no Erev, then it'll be an Issa Hitzah in Atara, according to the Israel Shaila.
But would it be like, since it's possible for you to carry it before Shabbos, the talus, let's say, yeah. And you can never carry it, or is it case by case? Like, this week, you weren't able to bring it on Erev Yom Tov, so...
Yeah, so it goes case by case. Yeah. If the knife broke on Yom Tov, then it's Yev Shalasim, but you couldn't have fixed on Erev Yom Tov. It only broke on Yom Tov. So that's called the Yev Shalasim, but Yom Tov. If it broke a week before, if it broke late in the afternoon, Erev Yom Tov, and he's taking a shower, and he has to set up the table, so he had no time. The Yerushalmi says it depends on each case individually. What's Epshalah? Yerushalmi is talking about Machshirin. But who are the Nami by Mitoich, according to the Ravid?
He's never going to use that knife. He's fixing it, but he's never going to use it for anything else. Then it won't be allowed. In other words, he's scraping out the knife, which wouldn't be.
What
right.
Do you mean?
But he's
going to
throw it out later.
Yeah, that Machshirin is Mutter L'Choladei on Yom Tov. The only time it's called Machshirin, and it'll be a Machlekes HaTanoim, is you're fixing the knife, it's going to be used not only on the Yom Tov de Gemil, it'll be used for the next couple of days, next couple of weeks.
Not if it's usable. In other words, it doesn't depend on usable, it's on its own.
I think so. It depends on what he plans to do. I think so.
Yeah. Does any of you that Rashi the non-fermentation variety that is just like what he said, it's crossing out malacha. That's just, let's say, svar. It's svar. But if the yomtiv is motiv called for matzah, she's with the svar. It's motiv. You can't have them.
According to Rashi, Shita, yeah. Since the Torah says Achanev is a mutter, means you have to cross Beis Hillel, understand the Shamihal that it's a heter Achanev, just like the Zet of Pikoch Nefesh. Pikoch Nefesh doesn't mean you cross off every malacha that is possible to visualize Pikoch Nefesh. So Achanev also, according to Beis Shammai, means a heter Achanev. You don't cross it off. Beis Hillel say no. Any malacha that can ever be, that can ever lead up to Achanev has to be crossed off from the list. Menat Torah. Maybe in the Rabbanah it'll be Yosef, but in the Torah it'll be Heta Gomer. That Malacha doesn't exist at all. So according to Rashi, carrying is Heta Gomer on Yontav and making fires, Heta Gomer in the Torah. All the Yisrael will only be in the Rabbanah. According to Rashi, everything is Mutav in the Torah. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss. Tomorrow morning we should continue in the topic of Mitoich and Hoyel, or we should do the Parsha. How many people interested in learning some more Yontav Digadinim?
If Rebbe gives
a share
on Thursday,
we'll
have a share on Thursday.
Yeah, I won't be able to give a share on Thursday. Okay, so we'll see for tomorrow what's going to be. Okay.